July 5th, 2017. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. It would appear Brazil is on track to impeach their second president in less than 2 years. The Attorney General for Brazil has formally filed corruption charges against the current president, Michel Temer, for allegedly taking bribes from JBS, the world's largest meat packer. Mr. Temer was described as the head of the criminal syndicate offering government-backed loans to businesses in exchange for bribes. Two-thirds of Congress still has to vote to allow the case to move forward. You would think that would not be too difficult, considering his approval rating is hovering around 7%. But nothing is ever that simple in Brazil. The problem is that while two-thirds of Congress is needed to vote to impeach the president, two-thirds of Congress is guilty of the very same crimes. If they vote to impeach him, they open themselves up for retaliation. Imagine all the dirt this guy has on everybody. This guy knows where all the bodies are buried. These same congressmen are openly talking about passing legislation that would provide themselves with amnesty for undeclared campaign cash. I'm sorry, but whatever congressman says that might as well just raise his hand and say I'm guilty. If that wasn't enough, they are supposedly working on a bill that would expose law enforcement officials to lawsuits for abuse of authority. So rather than focus on making their leaders more accountable, they are talking about legislation that would limit law enforcement from investigating corruption charges. This is just talk for the moment, but just the fact that these congressmen are talking about it shows you where their minds are at. Some staunch allies of the president have tried to spin it, saying that they can't keep impeaching a president every year, and the country would be better off if they moved on and started passing important legislation. They do have important legislation they need to pass. Brazil's GDP carved out growth of 1% last quarter, officially ending their recession. But it will be a long road back to stability. However, if Brazil is unable to change their culture of corruption, infecting its political class, long-term prosperity will always be obstructed. The president has begun publicly attacking the credibility of his accusers, such as the Attorney General. Where have we seen that type of behavior before in a president? These people are there to hold the president accountable on behalf of the people. They are not there to sweep things under the rug. Opponents of impeachment have also noted the lack of protests, at least compared to last year. Peaceful street protests were a monthly event for a while last year. I even attended one of the protests myself. It seemed more like a 4th of July party, with everyone decked out in their flag's colors, but it served its purpose. Brazil may be experiencing political fatigue, as this has gone on for over 2 years. I think all the crooked politicians figured if they threw the last president under the bus, the investigations would end there. To their dismay, they did not. Now they are all running for cover. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Brazilian agriculture is having a love-hate relationship with its politicians right now. Farmers can't be very happy with the political turmoil they have created. However, it has created some selling opportunities. They have their finger on the crop sales trigger waiting for things to get worse. Lately, bad news means a weaker currency. A weaker currency means better prices locally and increased exports. On the day the JBS scandal broke, farmers sold nearly 2% of their entire national soybean crop in 24 hours. That was over 2 million metric tons in a single day. Twice what is considered a very busy day. They are waiting for more bad news. They may not get it in time, though. Soybean planting will begin in Mato Grosso in late September. For that, they need to have fertilizer and chemicals at the farm by August. For that, they are going to have to sell the bulk of their crop by July to help pay for it. Not to mention the corn harvest has begun and they don't have space to store both crops anyway. So those that don't have storage and or don't have the financial ability to hold their grain into the off-season will be selling the rest of their soybeans in the next 6 weeks. Those that can hold on to their soybean crop into the off-season are the ones that are typically rewarded with season-high prices. If that is not enough, Brazil's corn harvest is heating up. Analysts estimate that June corn shipments in Brazil could reach nearly 1.2 million metric tons, which would be a record for that month. They are producing a record crop and they have limited storage. There is a strong incentive to sell the first part of harvest right away. This will also put pressure on Chicago prices as Brazil temporarily muscles in on our trade market. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in rural Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.